యశోదానందనా వ్రజనరంజన యమునా తీరావనచారి యమునా తీరావనచారి తీరావనచారి జయ రాధా మాధవ కుంజ విహారి జయ రాధా మాధవ కుంజ విహారి జయ గోపీజన వల్లభ గిరివరధారి జయ గోపీజన వల్లభ గిరివరధారి యశోదానందన వ్రజజన రంజన యశోదానందన వ్రజజన రంజన యమున తీరావనచారి యమున తీరావనచారి హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ
వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ నారాయణం నమస్కృత్యం నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తదో జయం ఉదీరయేత్ నష్టప్రాయేషు అభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా భగవతీ ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్టికీ. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th Canto, Chapter 6, Text 29.
Yeah. Tata kati payaho bir
विद्या येधा मनोगतिः जगाम देव देवस्य शेषस्य चरणान्तिकम् तथा कतिपयोभिर् विद्या येधा मनोगतिः जगाम देव देवस्य शेषस्य चरणान्तिकम् तथा कतिपयोभिर् विद्या येधा मनोगतिः जगाम देव देवस्य शेषस्य चरणान्तिकम् जगाम देव देवस्य शेषस्य चरणान्तिकम् तथा कतिपयाहुभिर् विद्या येधा मनोगतिः देवस्य शेषस्य चरणान्तिकम् तथा कतिपयाहुभिर् विद्या येधा मनोगतिः जगाम देव देवस्य शेषस्य चरणान्तिकम् ततः thereafter कतिपय आहोभि within a few days विद्यया by the spiritual mantra इद्ध मनगतिः the course of his mind being enlightened jagama went devadevasya of the master of all other lords or demigods sheshasya lord shesha charanantikam to the shelter of the lotus feet Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Thereafter, within a very few days, by the influence of the mantra that Chitraketu had practiced, Thereafter, within a very few days, by the influence of the mantra that Chitraketu had practiced, his mind became increasingly enlightened in spiritual progress, and he attained shelter at the lotus feet of Anantadev. Purport. A devotee's ultimate achievement is to take shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord in any one of the planets in the spiritual sky. As a result of rigid execution of devotional service, a devotee receives all material opulences if these are required. Otherwise, the devotee is not interested in material opulences, nor does the Supreme Lord award them. When a devotee is actually engaged in the devotional service of the Lord, his apparently material opulences are not material. They are all spiritual. For example, if a devotee spends money to construct a beautiful and costly temple, the construction is not material but spiritual. Nirbandha Krishna Sambandhe Yuktam Vairagyam Uchyate. A devotee's mind is never diverted to the material side of the temple. The bricks, stone and wood used in the construction of the temple are spiritual. Just as the deity, although made of stone, is not stone, but the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself. The more one advances in spiritual consciousness, the more he can understand the elements of devotional service. Nothing in devotional service is material. Everything is spiritual. Consequently, a devotee is awarded so-called material opulence for spiritual advancement. This opulence is an aid to help the devotee advance toward the spiritual kingdom. Thus, Maharaj Chitraketu remained in material opulence as a Vidyadhara Pati, master of the Vidyadharas, and by executing devotional service, he became perfect within a very few days and returned home back to Godhead, taking shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Shesha Ananta. Again, one more time. A karmi's material opulence and a devotee's material opulence are not on the same level. Srila Madhvacharya comments in this way. Anya antaryaminam Vishnum upashya anya samipagaha bhaved yoga yataya yatasya padam va prapnuyan naraha. By worshipping Lord Vishnu, one can get whatever he desires, but a pure devotee never asks Lord Vishnu for any material profit. Instead, he serves Lord Vishnu without material desire and is therefore ultimately transferred to the spiritual kingdom. In this regard, Srila Viraragava Acharya comments, Yatheshta Gatir Iti Arthaha. By worshipping Vishnu, a devotee can get whatever he likes. Maharaj Chitraketu wanted only to return home, back to Godhead, and therefore he achieved success in that way.
Oh, it's going to be a beautiful class. The subject matter is amazing.
Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sopadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanshakalpatarubhyascha Kripasandubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukham Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langhayate Girim Yat Kripatam Aham Vande Shri Gurum Dinatarnam.
Translation. I'll read 27, 28 and 29. They are connected. Just the translation. Text 27. So Narada Muni has just given King Chitraketu the mantra for perfection, and King Chitraketu has received it, has been initiated into this mantra, and he's very diligently is chanting this mantra.
Fasting and drinking only water, Chitraketu for 1 week continuously chanted with great care and attention the mantra given by Narada Muni. O King Parikshit, after only 1 week of repeatedly practicing the mantra received from the spiritual master, Chitraketu achieved the rule of the planet of the Vidyadharas as an intermediate product of his spiritual advancement in knowledge. Today's verse. Thereafter, within a very few days, by the influence of the mantra that Chitraketu had practiced, his mind became increasingly enlightened in spiritual progress, and he attained shelter at the lotus feet of Anantadev. Okay. Then we read the purport. Do we have the microphone? Yeah, microphone right now. Now. Yeah. So, my dear devotees,
as you read the purport, what touched your heart? Yesterday's purport and today's purport. Like you to share. I'll read again the purport. Okay, go ahead. Paramakaruna. This theme, the least three verses, as we're reading it, what's your contemplation?
From yesterday's verse, we are getting that how Chitraketu has got the mantra from the spiritual master, and he is utilizing that mantra to understand Supreme Personality of Godhead. And in today's verse, shows that whatever we are using in the service of Krishna, that's not a material thing. It's a Yukta Vairagya. And suppose we are building a temple, we are getting a new Sankirtan van. This is all, for example, it's a kind of service toward Krishna. So whatever we are using in the service of Krishna is not considered a material thing, but it's a spiritual thing. That's what I'm getting from this verse.
Somebody else? Anybody else? Yeah, Mike. Michael.
Now, I'd just like to point that no matter how much a pure devotee gets, he just sees it always in service to the Lord, never gets contaminated by it, he sees it strictly as spiritual, no matter how much material opulence he gets.
Okay, he doesn't get contaminated by the opulence. Okay, what else? Somebody else? Justin? They call on people.
Yeah.
Something that touched your heart. I'm sure something did.
I'm just really aware that I'm not at that level where I could receive material opulence and see it as spiritual, you know. It takes like a pure devotee to really see it as spiritual, and I'm not ready to, you know. It's dangerous.
Okay. I was actually thinking of doing a small exercise this morning. Yeah. From the time we have walked into Krishna consciousness, what are some of the opulences? I mean, we came with some opulences into Krishna consciousness. Since we have come into Krishna consciousness, what are some of the opulences that Krishna has decorated you with? Don't get silly about it. But if you're saying, I don't have any opulences, it's not accurate. We're saying, well, Krishna, that, huh? Yeah, what are some of the opulences that he has given you since you have walked into the temple, met devotees, some things that you never did earlier? Yeah, go ahead, Paramakaruna. Go ahead.
From the very first day, I didn't even don't know what to speak with the people. Krishna started reveling me from the very first day. And till now, it's going on. And I'm every day when I'm going out and coming back to the temple,
wow,
I'm always shocked. What's going on?
It's not me. Yeah, right.
Yeah, what's going on? I'm totally shocked, Prabhu. Believe me. Till I'm shocked, what is going on?
May you always remain in that shock position, not thinking that, wow, I'm doing it. Very nice. So that's one opulence. What else? Narahari, back there. He used to cook, you know, for 10, 15 people, I think, way back in India. So what are some of the opulences that Krishna has decorated you with? And how are you using it in Krishna service? Say it again.
Qualities like humble,
humility, okay,
humility, and even though some material things like when you do the job and all this, you get the salaries and all this, but I am not proud of, like, all this I got just because of my intelligence. I think it is Krishna is just by Krishna, Guru and Krishna's means we are getting. But if it's some other means, they may be proud. I have so much material things, I can use my sense gratification. But because of mercy, that I don't see, like, oh, it is my money, I can use my own self. Like these qualities.
Good.
And abilities to do some services, and when someone may appreciate, oh, you're doing so many things like this, but by Krishna's mercy, not proud, oh, I'm doing these things. It is just by mercy, things are happening like this.
Yeah. Good. So he is the opulence that Krishna has decorated Narahari Prabhu is. So his consciousness, his the way of seeing things, that's changing. How he sees his job, how he sees the money that he gets, you know, the services that he does, how he sees them. So it's changing, his whole perspective, the consciousness is changing. So the opulences can be something, you know, tangible, gross. The opulences are qualities, consciousness. Yeah, somebody else.
Archivigraha. When we come to the temple, the Archivigraha is another time opulence which we all receive by the mercy of Krishna. And by receiving that mercy and opulence, we can remember Krishna throughout the day. And our mind is always attracted to Krishna. We don't have to put any extra effort because it's so beautiful every day. It just keep an impression on the whole day. So that is one opulence I always appreciate.
Justin. What are some of the opulences you have received?
Well, I'm not at the stage where I really see. I'm completely materially contaminated. And what? I mean, everything's a gift from Krishna. I mean, it's just a matter of seeing it. I'm not seeing it.
We'll make the evaluation. You just share what you have received.
I mean, prasadam, the good association, the opportunity to serve, and being able to participate in kirtan, I mean, all these things, but...
Playing harmonium. I remember, 2-3 weeks ago, or 2 months ago. So, I mean, you might have been gifted even earlier, but he was figuring it out on the subway train. Somebody is singing. How to assist in that service? So that was a genuine, to enhance the Sankirtan mission. So for enhancing the Sankirtan mission, if I have to play harmonium, I'll play harmonium. If I have to carry, the sound system, I'll carry the sound system. If I have to dance, I have to dance.
Yeah.
Or washing the pots, big pots. I'm sure it's not an opulence that you had before. Steve will come back. Yeah, go ahead, Steve. Right there. Microphone is right there.
Steve was here. Krishna gave me, throwing me off into... push me away from mundane parts of my family and friends. So often I get some sense of pleasure in myself now. So,
Hare Krishna. One of the six opulences listed is is renunciation. And when I think back to my life before Krishna consciousness, I remember having identified so many things or time waste TV shows online, middle school and things I could myself in. Like, I loved to read books, but I was always distracted from these things. Intoxication just became, but I could never manage to do it for more than sometimes a week. Oh wow.
A month,
at the best like a month or something, like, or really get out of it. And my own attempts at renunciation, it's like its sense object certainly deludes himself. Technically evading, because it was still all floating up in here constantly, And but the thing, by interventions, things started to disappear.
Wow.
These attachments, And, a daily part of my thought process. And then almost gone. Or they,
wow,
at some point in an airplane, sometimes you don't, oh look, we're up in the air, and you didn't even really notice how far up you had gone. The tiny bit of renunciation, so for all these bad habits, and it was something I couldn't actually do myself, because I had mentioned it decorates people.
Summarily, grow. Yeah, and so yes, sharing, reading that we are experiencing, the birds fly away, or fly away, just like that. All the dust, perceptibly, it's leaving, and some people to see. Steve, you had something more to say? Huh? Yeah, go ahead.
Early stage of devotional service. Can we really view everything as being by Krishna? And sometimes Krishna's mercy is when they get taken out and buy a TV and be like, oh, if you're not actually seeing it and utilizing it fully in devotional service, can you really?
Or Krishna, Ma is also where you're coming from, but it's not like it is not Krishna, because you know Krishna, he is there, he is sanctioning it. About the opulence. A pure devotee and the Supreme Lord are material. Like in the Purport Prabhupada says, and we don't see something material. So the same thing can be material. Asking for something and he's material. And the, you know, if the Master awards, so, or is the Supreme Lord, give something to a devotee, you know, who is sincere. The devotee, as I was speaking yesterday, that will bring him subject. We'll read something from Gopal Kumar's story also. It's a fascinating story. But then what happens is, as we make it class or washing the dishes, cooking the meals, so Krishna, all these opulences, these abilities that I'm having now, if I become attached to them, Aishwarya, and the followers come, Prabhupada says, and we can only take away as well. So somehow or the other, if and we don't use love. So it's some remind, like, what is the cause of the, that Krishna has decorated some devotee, and this is one of the things. Self-aggrandizement. Wow, this is not. So sometimes, wow, that's kind of heavy. But even when he takes away something, he can give us something. And if I want, I'm just in my, then I can. He may give us an opulence to bring us closer to him. Bodhi, using that opulence. If he's not using that, I began, like the first sentence of the purport, Prabhupada clearly writes, the Lord, in any one of the plans, a devotee receives all material, is not interested in devotional service, and we want to serve Krishna. And so Krishna says, okay, let me give him some knowledge, values, and skills. He can play the mridanga or the karta. I have to engage, take us away from Krishna. Like Bhakti Siddhanta says, the biggest. So, as we are using these opulences, Jagadananda Das, Prabhupada, and it's like, so all, that. But then, if I let that get to my head, gentlemen, devotee, if he realizes that, we were reading the story yesterday, very beautiful. I mean, I just love he, the king there. So Gopal Kumar nature is such that, and he adopted Pal mantra. I mean, he has not, out of nowhere, it just came. He engages in the affairs of the kingdom. And all that. But then he realizes, like, oh my God, says, the honor and the reprimental for my devotional service. So anyway, the stage where if Krishna gives me, but we have to go through that stage. Reading of those things that if we have them, we'll use. So this Gopi distraction. Then all of a sudden he goes there, the Lord King Prasapur, the king, the charge of Jagannath Puri. I mean, he's very, very satisfied with Jagannath. But then he writes, Gopal Kumar shares feelings, my mantra. I was happens to some of us, and his connection. Now, unless something is winds up, and then he goes. So it's both. So either Krishna, you know how to use it, just giving Krishna consciousness. That's required. So devotee receives all material opulences if these are required. Lord, award them. Material, they are all spiritual. It's the nature of envy. In the West, to run a business back in India. Srila Prabhupada was successful in the West to establish a world that unless one is empowered by Krishna, one cannot even make. So these opulences, he has an engineering degree, I could also do that. Not like that. Or whatever, may not have been spiritual in the service of Krishna. If a devotee spends money to construct a beautiful temple, mind is never diverted. Just as a deity is in spiritual consciousness, the mind in devotional service is material. Consequently, a devotee is awarded. So he's he's merciful. He maintains. So if you see Nityananda Prabhu's life, A.C. Nielsen, he would have a house, he would travel everywhere. For yatra, the presidentship of the temple, it's not like a paycheck is coming in every month. what he was used, he did more than earlier. That's very suitable, needed, for his serving. The more is than a simple food. He's the actual mayor. The presiding deities are the center of the city. Like Prabhupada named Radha London Ishwara, Radha Paris Ishwara. And the person that is serving, he's sort of the king. So I don't think he thinks himself like that. But then, that is there. But it's again for service. It's not for self-aggrandizement. So as long as that service is there, service is done, and then as Prabhupada is saying here, a devotee's mind is never diverted to the material side of the temple. The more one advances in spiritual consciousness, the more he can understand the elements of devotional service. Nothing in devotional service is material. Consequently, a devotee is awarded so-called material opulences for spiritual advancement. So the service that he has now is for spiritual advancement. And then in the future, if something else is called for. It's not like we have proprietorship over the service. But that Krishna will orchestrate. If he wants to orchestrate something, he can orchestrate something. But then again, as I was saying, Krishna, when he takes away something, if we are attached, we will kick and scream like, why are you taking this away? But then somebody outside may have to help us. Well, he's taking this away, so he can give you something. Could you contemplate on that? What might be the Lord doing when he is taking away something? Nothing in devotional service is material, everything is spiritual. Consequently, devotees awarded so-called material opulence for spiritual advancement. This opulence is an aid to help the devotee advance towards the spiritual kingdom. Thus, Maharaj Chitraketu remained in material opulence as a Vidyadharapati. So again, they were saying, so King Chitraketu, while he was in this earthly realm, he had 10 million wives. So he was extremely qualified. We have heard from all the devotees, Lakshmi Mataji and others. He was extremely qualified. And so then he was given, as Prabhupada was saying yesterday, as an intermediate step in his spiritual advancement, this Vidyadharapati, Adipatyam, mastership over Vidyadhara, Loka. So even in a way, opulence even more than what he had earlier. And why was he given there? He was not given that earlier. He was given that earlier because the chanting of the mantra, it purified him. And then this Vidyadhara Loka, Adipatyam, in a way it gives him a practical place to then apply the principles of devotional service. Not just an armchair philosophy. How to apply, what the purification that has come from chanting the holy name, the consciousness that has been elevated, so then you apply it in the laboratory of life. So then you're given a particular situation, the other adipatyam. Some more advancement, some more chanting. All right, let's go, Anantashesh. So it's not like we make this, small kingdom or eternal kingdom. Of course, if Krishna wants us to stay here and serve, that we'll do that. But then Krishna may say, okay, time to wind up. Let's go. Like the Pandavas. Pandavas, they retired timely. They could have said, well, we are, Vaishnavas. We should stay here forever. And, if we stay here, then we can establish a Vaishnava kingdom and, so on and so forth, like that. But then they understood, okay, it's time. It's time to go back home, back to Godhead. So they were not carrying, you know, the entire burden of Krishna consciousness of the whole world upon them. They had you know, Maharaj Parikshit, and okay, so time to go. That. So we have to become attached to Krishna, you know, as Prabhupada says. We have to become attached to Krishna, because if you are really attached to Krishna, then Krishna may say, he will say, not this service, this service. Like, you know, one time Srila Prabhupada was asked by us, a disciple, Prabhupada, is it okay to be attached to the service that we do? And Prabhupada said, yes, you should be attached to the service that you do. But then if your spiritual master asks you to do something else, you're attached to that service. So just like that, you can give that up and you can take up the service. So your attachment is to the spiritual master, not the service, so to speak. That, like the Goswamis, you know, they had an intense desire to be with Lord Chaitanya. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, not yet. You know, like Raghunath Das Goswami. So many times he tried to run away. But then he said, not yet. And then he said, I'll let you know when it is time. So then he came. So he stayed. Then he came. Similarly, Rupa and Sanatana Goswami, they had everything actually. They had gold coins. They had gold coins, boatloads of gold coins. Just like that. They were ready to give it up for Krishna's service, Lord Chaitanya's service. So, if you're attached to Krishna for devotional service, then the details may change. The details for devotional service may change. But our attachment to Krishna remains. Thus, Maharaj Chitraket remained in material opulence as a Vidyadharapati, and by executing devotional service, he became perfect within a very few days. And return home, back to Godhead, taking shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Anantashesh. And then the last paragraph, Prabhupada is writing, by worshipping Lord Vishnu, one can get whatever he desires. But a pure devotee never asks the Lord for any material profit. Instead, he serves Lord Vishnu without material desires and is therefore ultimately transferred to the spiritual kingdom. Again he says, by worshipping Vishnu, a devotee can get whatever he likes. But of course, Maharaj Chitraketa wanted only to return home back to Godhead, and therefore he achieved success in that way. So, we were hearing this lecture yesterday. Intention, motivation, sankalpa, it's important for us to, from time to time, check, why am I doing this? What do I want? What am I getting? Am I asking for material fruits? Am I aspiring for the real deal? No. And that changes, that has to change. As our consciousness is getting purified, you know, the motivations are becoming more and more, you know, single-pointed. It's one thing. That. So I would like to read a few verses from Gopa Kumar this past time. We'll end here. So here he is saying, the spiritual master is speaking. Yesterday, as we said, this was in Jagannath Puri. The spiritual master is there. One day, when I... One day when I thus felt sick at heart, I saw my spiritual master standing in front of Sri Jagannath Dev, overwhelmed by the highest ecstatic love of God. But before I could speak with him, he left to go somewhere, and my mind was so attracted to the beautiful face of Lord Jagannath that I didn't notice which way my guru went. After searching here and there, the next day I found him on the shore of the ocean, dancing alone, the ecstasies of Nama Sankirtan. Seeing me prostrating myself like a rod on the ground, my all-knowing master gave me his blessings. Then he embraced me and mercifully told me this: "My dear boy, whatever you desire while chanting your mantra, by its power you will fully achieve." Oh, so we have to be careful. Yeah, kis kalpa saru. So if you have some material desires, okay. Indeed, you will attain more than you desire. This chanting, please understand, is another form of service to Lord Sri Jagannath. Have faith in this and never give up your japa. 191. By the potency of this mantra, may you live a long time, may you always have the form of a cowherd boy, and may you develop the right mentality for tasting the mantra's fruit. Right mentality. We are trying to enjoy the holy name. Enjoy kirtan. You know, sankirtan. Sometimes you will see me here and sometimes in Vrindavan. Having thus instructed me, my guru suddenly left to go elsewhere. This is the situation for all of us. It's not like our spiritual master is like, you know, he's going to be with us 24/7 physically. Prabhupada. You know, or Diksha Shikshakuru, we all have a guru. Separated from my guru, I felt very much aggrieved, but when I went to see Lord Jagannath, I regained my peace of mind and made a great endeavor to chant my japa. Whenever my eagerness to see Rajabhumi became intense on the strength of Sri Jagannath's glories, the many gardens of his abode would appear to me as Vrindavan, its sea as a Yamuna, and the slope of Niladri Hill as Govardhan. In this way, I continued living there happily. Every day after taking darshan of the Lord, I chanted my mantra, following the order of my worshipable guru and hoping to achieve my desired perfection. Then the king of Puri passed away and his eldest son, who was very renowned, refused to accept the kingdom. The ministers consulted the Lord of the universe and took his command, and after observing in me the signs of a Maharaja, they anointed me king. I tried to improve the worship and various festivals of Lord Jagannath in Puri, especially his 12 major festivals, most important among them the Gundicha Rath Yatra. For these festivals, saintly persons gathered in groups from around the world, absorbed in dancing, singing and so on, they appeared as if insane with love of God. I offered the kingdom with all its royal enjoyments at the lotus feet of Jagannath. In a completely dependent mood, I took my pleasure in simply serving the Lord. And then it goes on. Yeah, then it says, then one text. But because of my involvement with ruling the kingdom, my heart could never feel the complete spontaneous ecstasy it used to feel from seeing the Lord. Yeah. So then he says, skipping some text, so I handed over the burden of ruling the kingdom to the sons, ministers and relatives of the previous king, and as before I became uninvolved and aloof. This is again, the section is Vairagya, renunciation. I'm not saying all of us give up our services and just, you know, disappear. So don't get me wrong. I continued living nearby, happily chanting my mantra in private and offering service to the lotus feet of Lord Jagannath as I like. So sometimes you just have to do that. You know, just get too involved and some quiet time, some private space and, you know, chant. Not nirjana bhajana, mind you. That'll be dangerous. But because of the honor and respect I received from the populace, I could no longer feel happiness in Puri. And so I lost interest in staying there. Like Madhavendra Puri. Right? When Gopinath Diri, when he stole the kheer for him, he said, oh, it's going to be a problem. Even before daybreak, he left. Ramuna. Because he knew that people will come to know that Gopinath stole the kheer for me, kept some kheer for me, and the name, the fame, the recognition, oh, it's going to be a problem. So he left. But of course, you know, it said the reputation of a great man follows him. So even before he went to the next place, people knew, wow, that Gopinath stole the kheer from Madhavendra Puri. Thus 1 year passed, and then one day I heard some detailed news of Mathura from visitors who had come from there. Yeah. So this, I really like this book, beautiful book, because it's in a way autobiographical. Gopal Kumar, of course, he's, we can relate to it. I mean, not the details, but then we can relate the journey of a soul that has some desire to go back home, back to Godhead, but then there are allurements on the way. Some that he himself, you know, wants, some that are just, you know, bestowed upon him. He didn't want them, but, you know, just they landed in his lap. And we have to sort through all these things. You know, what do I want? And then, you know, stay focused. Devasa yatmika buddhir ekeha kurunandana bahu shakhahi anantasya buddhayo avyavasayana. It's good. So from time to time, check our intentions. So, anything, any questions? Thank you for the discussion in the beginning. Any comments after the discussion? Really? Otherwise, yeah.
It's very important how to remain focused and stick to the services without expecting any favor or gain or any hopes. We require that push up, but we should not hanker for that. I think that's the most important thing for my service. Thank you very much for sharing that.
Hare Krishna. Yeah, Bhakti, his holiness Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, he had a simple prayer, very powerful. His prayer to Prabhupada. He said, Sri my dear Srila Prabhupada, please bring to us whatever is required for our devotional service, and that will bring us closer to you. And please take away those things that we don't need or which are a distraction to come closer to you. That was a simple prayer. And we should pray like that. Yeah. So we need some things sometimes to become attached to Krishna. Yeah. Yes, anything else? Okay, anyway, so think about these nice subject matters, especially japa. That's the focus of these three verses. The japa is a kalpataru. It can give you anything you want. But then what do you want? Read Kevalashtakam. Yeah. It is mentioned that all the opulences of these three worlds, 14 worlds, they're just like a straw compared to the, you know, the holy name, nothing. Yeah. Or devotional service. Compared to devotional service, nothing. Nothing compares to it. Okay. Thank you very much, Hare Krishna.